Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. book of the month for May is, well, it's not just aimed at your pastor. It's actually aimed at you and your pastor. That's a relationship that the two do not exist in isolation from one another. We've talked recently about vocation with Dr. Gene Edward Veith, and he talks about paired vocations. Father and son and daughter, their parents and children. There is husband and wife. There's employer, employee. See how they're paired together with one another? Another one of those pairs. By Christ's own institution is pastor and his people, the shepherd and his sheep. And that's what this book is about. It's called Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, Supporting Church Workers. You can find out more about this book, The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for May, at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and order Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. 1 year ago today, the news was coming in, and I do believe that we were sitting in this studio while the news was coming in. We actually knew someone from our previous employer who was, I believe, had relatives down in Joplin, Missouri, a mother in the hospital. And after the storms swept through on this day 1 year ago, there were many survivors, many injured, many dead, and a great loss of property and income for people there in that Midwest town. We're going to be talking about the Joplin tornado and the relief efforts that are ongoing. Pastor Glenn Merritt joins us. He's Director of Disaster Response for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Pastor Merritt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you again.
We've been watching the retrospectives, I have at least, and I've seen just miles of footage of Joplin as a pile of rubble, really just an indistinguishable pile of rubble. How much has improved there in the last year?
Well, there's substantial improvement. The issue at hand is that there's not been substantial rebuilding. The rebuilding is just now really getting underway, and that'll be a long time.
How bad was it after the storm passed through there?
Well, we were there the second day after the storm struck. We were deployed to Oklahoma tornadoes the day that the storm struck. And when we got to Joplin, it was an unreal scene. We had been in Greensburg, Kansas, for instance, the second day after the tornado there. And as terrible as that was, the tornado in Joplin exceeded that.
Describe it, too, if you would. I mean, besides the pictures we have seen there, what did you encounter?
Well, of course, massive debris fields, the whole width of the tornado itself, and people still wandering around in shock and disbelief. And there were recovery efforts underway. They were still searching for those who had been lost or those who were unaccounted for, even those who had died. And so the scene was one of great complexity and a lot of responders on the scene, a lot of rescue workers on the scene, a lot of power line workers and utility workers on the scene. But mainly it was just a complete destruction, more so, like I said, than even we saw in Greensburg, Kansas.
So what do you do when you show up there a day or two after something like this, and you do not want to interfere with the vital services that are going on there? You mentioned rescue and restoration of just kind of the basics, infrastructure of the city. What's the first thing you do, Pastor Merritt?
Well, the first thing that we do is we check with, in this case, the Missouri District, and then also any local congregations to find out how they were affected and how they are responding to the needs. In this case, Emmanuel Lutheran there in Joplin, Pastor Mack and his school principal, Principal Chambler, and the DCE Jason Glassley, were responding and mobilizing almost immediately. And so what we could do to them is say, you tell us how we can help you, and we will help you. And on behalf of the people of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we were able to provide grants, arrange for material goods to be shipped in, arrange for some assistance for them to take care of all of the phone calls that were coming in and all of the people who wanted to make donations, but most importantly, to encourage them in their ministry as they reached out to their own community.
The picture I saw, one struck me, Pastor Merritt, a couple nights ago when they were showing some of this coverage that was there. People, and this was immediately after the storm cleared, people emerging from the rubble, those survivors, looking around and realizing the unimaginable, that they had just survived something that had essentially blown everything that they knew away. And they start walking down what used to be a street. I mean, clearing their way through paths of rubble. And I'm thinking to myself when I'm watching this, Pastor Merritt, I'm thinking, where do you go? What do you do when your house is gone? Your everything is gone. You maybe even don't even know where some of your loved ones are.
Well, that's an important point, and they need what I call a touchstone in their local community. And it so happened that Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Martin Luther School, while they had some damage, were right next to the devastation. And they opened their doors, and people knew that they could come there, and they could sit down, and they could work with the emergency personnel who had set up a station there, the county people and the state people. And then they also could receive a meal, use a telephone. If they needed medical care, there was a minor medical care clinic set up right there. And it gave them that touchstone in the community where they could say, yes, the devastation has been terrible. Yes, a large portion of our community is gone. But other parts of our community are still here, and they're reaching out to us. So they knew they weren't alone, and I think that's the most important thing. And I got to emphasize, the people at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, not just the professional staff, but the people there, responded immediately. They were there to help, even though many of them had had damage or even lost their own homes.
So of that community, of that church community there, of Emmanuel and Joplin, and I do believe at the time we talked with the pastor some days after that, were their lives lost in that congregation?
As I recall, there were a couple. I'm not real. I've been to so many disasters since then that I might get the facts confused a little. But I do know that there were professional church workers who lost their homes, and there were over two dozen members of that particular church who lost their homes.
What remains to be done? You said that, of course, the rebuilding, given the scope of and the depth of the devastation, is only now getting underway. I mean, it's a massive project under any circumstances. What remains to be done? What can our listeners continue to do for these people?
Well, you know, the one thing that not only faith-based organizations but also the government stress are the most important things are financial gifts that can then be transposed and used correctly. And in this case, you know, you've got 8,000 homes, roughly, that were damaged or destroyed, and the ones that were damaged have mostly been repaired, and people are living back in them, even though their neighborhoods may still be destroyed. On the other hand, so few homes have been rebuilt that volunteers are needed in Joplin. Through an organization that was set up by Emmanuel Lutheran Church called Transform Joplin, and the guy that is running it for him, his name is Trent Davis. They are working with Habitat to rebuild some 60 homes. And we actually, a few weeks ago, Reverend John Folley and Dr. Edward Grimmenstein, myself, were actually on scene where they were pouring foundations, and through this Transform Joplin, Lutherans and others responding, rebuilding homes.
So the homes get rebuilt, and the lives, the material aspect of the life is eventually restored in some sense. What's the ongoing message of a church like Emmanuel down in Joplin to not only its members but to the whole Joplin community, even 1 year after this tornado took so much and so many away?
I would say the ongoing message that they have sent very clearly is that there's hope found in Christ, and there's hope found in the people of Christ. And particularly that's been displayed by Emmanuel, as they have consistently over the past year reached out to the community, let folks know that there is somebody that cares, that there is somebody that's willing to listen to their story, and there is somebody that will try to assist them in every possible way.
Folks, we will post a link on how you can continue tornado relief support efforts by LCMS World Relief and Human Care at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Glenn Merritt is Director of Disaster Response for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Pastor Merritt, thank you again.
Thank you. It was good to be with you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Peter Scair of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about Jesus' sacramental ministry. It's not something foreign to Jesus' life and ministry, the sacraments. He's known as someone who he and his disciples are in the baptizing ministry. He institutes the Lord's Supper. He sends his disciples to absolve sinners of their sins. It's a thoroughly sacramental ministry. We'll talk about it tomorrow with Dr. Peter Scair. Also tomorrow, we'll discuss Esther with Pastor Brent McGuire. Thursday, we're going to continue our weekly series on the historical liturgy with Pastor Will Whedon. Then Friday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Joe Dallas about a new evangelical approach to homosexuality. And we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Continue to remember, and first put yourself in the shoes of those who emerge after suddenly being blown away by a storm like this, to find that your house and maybe even your loved ones are gone. And ask yourself those questions. What would you do? Where would you go? It can only be God's great mercy and providence that he would put on the edge of that destruction a faithful Lutheran congregation that continues to this day to reach out and to help people who are still suffering the effects of that storm. Where does someone turn when all life's props are washed away? Well, to the foundation that cannot be moved, to Jesus Christ our Savior in his death and resurrection, and to his church. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.